Thousands of Americans die every year waiting for an organ transplant. The shortage of livers is especially dire. Last year, there were 14,000 Americans waiting for a liver transplant, nearly twice the number of livers that were donated. So donation is a problem, but so is distribution. Shortages are far worse in some parts of the country than in others. And the organization that oversees the allocation of livers for transplants this week put forward some new guidelines trying to address this geographic disparity of available livers. Lenny Bernstein covers health and medicine for the Washington Post. Lenny, look, there are liver shortages everywhere across the country, as I said, but why did the liver donation allocation organization address the geographic disparity? What's behind that?
So they've been trying to address the geographic disparity for decades. And as you said, there's a nationwide shortage of livers, but then in some places in the country, it's much worse than in other places in the country. And they have long argued the places with the more severe shortages, New York, Chicago, some of the other larger cities, San Francisco, that these geographic boundaries that we've drawn are arbitrary and the sickest people should get the livers, regardless of where the livers are donated. So what they want is to move livers around. The other folks who have a relative better supply don't want them moved.
So what's the solution here? Obviously, there's not one distribution system for the entire country. You're not on the same waiting list for a liver from Alaska if you're in Miami. So what compromise did they come up with?
Correct. This is a compromise, as you just said. They are going to expand the boundaries somewhat by drawing circles around donor hospitals that are about 150 miles. That will allow some contiguous regions to reach into the region next to them and have access to some of those livers, which, of course, as you can guess, those supplying the liver are not very happy about. So it's a small move. We're talking about hundreds of livers here, but it does take a step in the direction of addressing the geographic disparity.
So there are many more livers available in the American South, as I understand it, than in big cities, places like Boston, Chicago, New York, and that has to do with death rates and why people die and how long they live. But Lenny, still, you said this is a small move, and it is. There have been debates for years over organ procurement in this country, including, you know, some people say, let's alter the rules on everything from banning people from accepting money for organs when they donate to even changing the definition of what it means to be brain dead before organs can be harvested. Those things have been on the table for decades because the shortages are dire. And this seems like a tiny move, really.
It is a small move. I think people don't realize how heated this debate is and how long it has been going on. You're talking about a scarce, very scarce commodity that is a matter of life and death. And so there are proposals after proposals. There have been so many proposals to change the system. Just in the last 5 years, they looked at 63 separate alternatives about what to do here. And it just comes down to this. If you're in an area of relative availability, you have no incentive to give up your supply of livers to an area that has a relative shortage, an even more severe shortage than you do. And so inevitably, these two philosophies clash and they try to work things out. And this is a compromise. Nobody loves this idea, but they're willing to go with it, with the exception of New York, which thinks it doesn't go far enough.
And we should point out that no place in this country has a system where people have to opt out of being organ donors instead of opting in to be organ donors on a form or on their driver's license. And that makes an enormous difference for the number of organs
yes,
that are available for people who need them. We do not have a system like that. Lenny Bernstein, covering health and medicine for The Washington Post. Lenny, thanks as always.
My pleasure.
The Takeaway is supported by Staples, offering technology solutions for businesses, from laptops and tablets to smartphones, and including tech services like setup, repair, and tech security. More at Staples and Staples.com. Staples, it's pro time.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.